Praise the Lord. Praise God, and good morning to you, and welcome to a Wednesday morning. And Wednesday means praise and worship tonight at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, 7 o'clock with Raymond Knopf, our Bible teacher. Call us for our location, and you are welcome to our meeting tonight. Also, I want to mention this to you, that we are going into the month of September. They're going to drop power on this program. We're going to go from 50,000 watt down to 5,000, which means in September, I'm going to lose many, many of you. You cannot hear the broadcast. And if you want to continue to hear the broadcast for the rest of the year until next spring, call us, write us, and you can subscribe to the program. We will send you cassette copies of the program in the mail. Let's pray right now. My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you right now for this day that we have. I thank you, Father, for this program we can make. And Lord, let your Holy Spirit right now touch us in such a way, Father, that people out there will be blessed, moved, and delivered from their sins. And this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, with me today, I have another guest, and I told you this, so this is Michael Burns from Yuba City. Welcome, Michael.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
We just finished 4 programs. We brought a steward, and this is the man that you took in and helped out, and now he is on his own. And Michael has a different background, and I think that his testimony will help a lot of people out there. I want to read the scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Well, about 1 year ago now, you turned a new leaf or a new beginning in your life. And tell us what kind of drugs you were on. And first of all, let's start off. How old you are, and then what kind of drugs were you using up to last year?
Okay, I am 49 years old. I've been living in Yuba City since 1987. I have been using cocaine, crack. I was smoking crack cocaine for 4 years. And then I got off of crack cocaine and went into methamphetamines. I was doing methamphetamines from the end of 1989 to the year 2002.
And you've been drug-free now for 1 year.
Been drug-free for 1 year now.
Including cigarettes and coffee.
Including cigarettes. Coffee I've had just once in a great while.
Okay. But that is also going.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, your background is different than Stewart's because you were born and raised in a Christian home. Would you elaborate a little bit about your home situation, and you were taken to Sunday school and so on? How much were you in church as a child?
I was in church as a child and every Sunday, every Wednesday. Growing up, my father and my mother and all of us kids used to sit around. We'd have family altar every evening at home. I know that when I was a child growing up, my father wanted us to spend time together as a family and have family altar. And he would read from the Bible. And I remember as a child growing up that I would in church a lot, a great deal of time.
Now, you accepted Christ as a boy. Do you remember the detail of that?
I accepted Christ as a child when I was about 10 years old. My father led us all to the Lord when we were children, when we were 6 and 7 years old. But I had always this doubt growing up of being born again and being saved. And so I continually asked the Lord to come into my heart and save me. For some unknown reason, I don't know why, it's just I had this doubt all the time. And so every 2 or 3 years would go by, I would ask the Lord to come into my heart again and save me. And as a teenager, growing up, I was baptized in 3 different churches. One in Alaska, one in Hawaii, and one in California, because of my doubt of being born again.
Now, just like so many other people, you were afflicted with an arrested development spirit. And I think that we pegged your emotional age to about 2 years old or something like that. And can you share with the listeners what took you out of a Christian family and moved you into rebellion? What do you think did that?
I think when I had the arrested development spirit at a young age, rebellion against Christianity put me there. I was battling demonic forces and didn't even know what they were all about when I was young. And I had a very heavy rebellion state about me.
Now, you come from a Baptist background. So this is the church you came out of. You've been Baptist all the time until you came with us. Now you're in an independent Pentecostal church. So now knowing you, your dad and mom were they were Christians. They were loving and this kind, and they made sure that you and your sisters and brothers came to Christ. At the same time, your dad and mom mistreated you. You want to elaborate on that?
When I was young, my mother didn't know how to raise a child, and so we were disciplined very severely when we were children growing up, especially me being the oldest. I was supposed to set the example. When I couldn't meet up to the example, I got disciplined very severely by my father, and getting spankings and that kind of situation, you know, that was very dramatic in my life. I remember as a child growing up, if I didn't eat all my dinner and I'd throw up at the table, that my mother and father would make me eat it anyway. And it was very traumatic in my life growing up as a child, and other things too. I had to take the heat for anything that went down as a child when my brothers and sisters got in trouble. I was the one responsible, and I had to take the heat for it. And those are the kind of things that caused me a lot of problems in my childhood growing up.
At the same time, let's say you did some chores, whatever it is, your father, if I remember right, simply said this, well, it could have been better. He never approved you and said, Michael, this is a good job. You never heard these words.
Never ever heard these words from my father saying, Michael, you've done a good job. It was always, you could do better. You can always do better. My father had a hold over me as far as my, I had a sincere and very compassionate heart as a child growing up, and he'd always bring me to tears. I remember whenever he would talk to me, he talked to me in such a way that it would bring me to crying. And I didn't, now I feel like, you know, as an adult, this is very damaging to me as a child growing up, because I always went to tears. I always cried when I got confronted on an issue or anything. So
you were verbally abused, and you also spanked the yard. You know, you spanked them, and you got a beating.
Right. I got a beating, and I was verbally abused a lot.
Now, how many years of school did you feel? You had a problem in school, and so one of the things that plagued you the years is reading and writing. This is something you did not do well.
Right. At a very young age, I couldn't read or write, and I always tried to hide it growing up as a child. So I never did excel in reading and writing. Although my sister Kathy, she excelled, and my sister Deborah and Thomas and Robert, they all excelled in it. But I never did learn to read and write, and it's always been a major problem for me growing up, because I always had to hide it. And so that put some serious problems on me, and I was never able to finish high school. I quit in the ninth grade, and to this day, I've never completed high school.
And after that, you joined the Navy. Well, we're going to have to come back here tomorrow, because we're running out of time. Michael is he actually had a contractor's license in the state of Oregon. He's working on to get one back here, possible not in California. And he is a hardworking man. He loves the Lord. He loved the Lord all the time, but was crippled because of a severe arrested development spirit, and that no one took time with you. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. So if you're listening to Dying, you say, well, this is where I'm at, you give us a call. We want to pray with you and help you. And most of all, call Jesus, because I tell you what, Michael has done tremendously well since his deliverance. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And good morning to you, and welcome to a Thursday broadcast. And we're coming down to the end of August. This should be August the 28th. And let me remind you this, that in September, the radio station here in California, not the stations in Tennessee or in actually Georgia, are going to drop power, but the station in California, if you're listening to me in California, come September, they're going to drop from 50,000 watts down to 5,000, which means that most of you will not be able to hear this broadcast. And we go through this every year. So if you want to hear the rest of the programs for the rest of the year and in the spring, write us, call us, and subscribe to the program, which means that we send a cassette copy to the radio station. We will send you a cassette copy. And we're asking for $5 per cassette, which contains four programs. Let's pray right now. Father God, I want to thank and praise you right now for these moments we have together here. I thank you for having Michael Burns with us. And as Father God, we'll be able to share a testimony, what you have done in his life. And I thank and I praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's continue here for your testimony from yesterday. And one of the things here is that you got in trouble, but you also had rejection from people in the church. Now, if I remember right, having worked with you some time now, you did some stealing from a Baptist church up in Alaska. And then you repented and tried to return it. You want to tell what happened? How did the pastor treat you?
I was doing some work for the pastor up at Anchorage Baptist Temple in Alaska. And I was managing apartments up there in Alaska for a gentleman named Carl Boleen that had a bunch of apartments, and I was the manager. And I had some friends in the neighborhood up there that I were acquainted with, and I stole a nail gun from the church and used it in my carpentry trade. Well, the pastor came to my house one day and asked me about that, and I let him know that, yes, I did. I took the nail gun. And so he, once he found out that I took the nail gun, he basically told me I wasn't welcome to come to the church anymore there at Anchorage Baptist Temple. And so I quit going to church, and I slid and got involved in drugs and whatnot up in Alaska, too.
Now, you had asked him for forgiveness.
Yes, he never did forgive me.
And you returned the nail gun.
Yes, I did.
But instead of forgiving you and working with you in restoration, trying to find out why you stole it, he simply said, just get lost.
Basically, yes, just get lost. And so I quit going to church there.
So that was all the rejection.
Yes, another rejection.
So you've had a lot of rejections. Now, after that, was that when you joined the Navy?
Yes, I joined the Navy afterwards.
And you spent 4 years in the Navy.
Three years in the Navy. Mm-hmm.
And then you came out. You've also been, you were in a boys' home. You were in custody, or how long was that?
I was in a boys' home helping out my uncle up in Oregon. I mean, up here in California when I got out of the Navy. And I stayed there for a year. And my other younger two brothers were living at the boys' ranch at the time. And so I was there involved with drugs, pot, and so was my younger brothers. Yeah.
Now, you also got married. How many times have you been married?
I've been married twice. Once for 10 years with 4 children, and then divorced for 3-4 years, and then got into another marriage that lasted 7 years and got divorced again.
And then for some years you were shacking up with a woman.
Then I was living with another woman for 4 years, and then it's been the last 3 years of my life where I have not lived with a woman.
So now here we have, you are in construction. You are a accomplished, I can tell people this because I watch him work. You're an accomplished carpenter. You do masonry work, cement work, and you learn how to read blueprints and so on. Now, all these years, you never, did you feel satisfaction? Did you feel that you were wrong? How many times did you repent? You try to come back to God many times.
I try to come back to God on a weekly basis and repented of all my sins, but I never could do it. It was always a cycle with me where I'd come back, I'd repent, I'd come back in to the Lord, and then I would fall away. And it was a cycle continuously, back and forth, for years in my life.
And also you were a habitual liar.
I was a habitual liar. My father told me that I was the best liar in the world. And something to be, I was not very proud of at all, and hearing about it all the time was damaging to me.
Now, as far as your family goes, they're up in Yuba City and Marysville here in California. What I understand, that what I heard was that they pretty much given up on Michael, that Michael was a lost cause and that you would simply never get out of drugs. Is that what they told you?
That's exactly what they told me. My father, my mother both said that I would never ever amount to anything. I would never get out of drugs. and that my life was a total waste.
You also been in jail. Have you been in prison?
Never been in prison, but I was in jail for 1 year here in Northern California, in Yuba City, at the Sutter County Jail.
So you really have been battered.
Yeah, battered and beat up and destroyed. I don't even know why I'm alive to this day, but just to the grace of God that he has allowed me to be alive and he has something for me in my life.
Now, you also told me this, that we're not going to mention the name of that church, but you went to a Pentecostal church up in Yuba City, and they tried to cast out some demons. You want to relate what happened to that incident?
Yeah, my wife, my second wife, her and I were having problems, and I couldn't get off the drugs, the methamphetamines. And so she goes, well, you need to have demons casted out of me. And so I went to a church here in the Yuba Center area, and I went before a few of the deacons in this church and a couple other people that were in this ministry of dealing with the demonic forces, and sitting around in the office, and they were trying to cast demons out of me, and for several hours I was in this room, and my wife was in that room too, and they were trying to cast demons out of me, but was never successful at doing that. They didn't cast anything out of me when I was in this church.
So that was all a letdown for you then?
Oh, yeah, I'm walking around thinking I got all kinds of demonic forces going on, and I'm demons all over inside me, and even another church tried telling me that I didn't have demons and in me, and so I was at a loss. I didn't know where to go, what to do, how to turn, did not have any direction. I figured I'd be carrying this around the rest of my life with me, and I was convinced that I was going to amount to nothing.
All right, to turn around now, share with the listeners now what made you turn around, what gave you the victory, how did that start?
1 year ago, I started by going to church at Resurrection Life of Jesus Christ in Sacramento.
Why did you go to church here?
Why did I go to church here? Because there's a pastor there by the name of John Terrell, and my brother Thomas Burns and Wesley, that were sharing with me how to deal with arrested development spirits and demonic forces and casting demons out.
So it was a change in your brother Thomas' life and his son Wesley that gave you hope.
Absolutely. Watching my brother Thomas grow in the Lord, and how Wesley was growing in the Lord, I watched that for 3 years, and I was taking notice on how their lives were abounding in the Lord and how they were growing spiritually and how their life was changing for the better is what got my attention.
So you were actually reading the fifth gospel, because I tell people we have four gospels in the Bible. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then we are the fifth gospel.
Absolutely, yes, I agree. And watching the fifth gospel has definitely made me turn around and see the light that the Lord can make a change in people's lives.
So now, a year ago, now your brother was kind of tough on you, because what did your brother tell you as far as deliverance go? What was the condition he told you when he came down to church?
My condition for me, being that my arrested development spirit was so bad that I would have to go to church for 6 months before they would even think about discussing having deliverance with me. And so that's what I did. I put my mind to it, And I said, Lord, give me the help that I need to deal with this. I have to go to church for 6 months, and that's what I did. Finally, after several attempts, I started listening to what they've had to say, my brother Thomas and Wesley, and the Pastor John, and I started going to church.
Okay. We are running out of time here. We will be back. But I can tell you this, that Michael came every Sunday. He was so demonized that about halfway through the service, he went to sleep, and you slept most of the services through, but your body was in church. Well, if you listen to me and you're saying, well, I got problems too, well, we got hope for you. Brother Michael here is attending our church, and may God bless you and call us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, and good morning to you, and this is a Friday morning. And Friday means Sunday's coming. Sunday means praise and worship at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church right here in Sacramento. And we start at 10:30. And I have a guest with me here today, Michael Burns. He's been testifying now for two programs. And Michael will be in church Sunday. So we brought a steward and all the others that God has blessed and taken out through deliverance. And if you've been listening to us and you are suffering from demonic problems, come on out, praise God with us, meet the people. They'd be glad to talk with you after the service and spend time with you. Also remember this now, this is my last program in August. And if you haven't helped us financially, we would appreciate the gift to help us out. It's been a tough month. And also, sometimes in September, I do not know exactly when, the station will drop power. But if you turn on the station in September and you can't hear me, it's because they drop power from 50,000 watt down to 5,000. That's in California only. You can subscribe to the programs by writing us, calling us, and we will send you a cassette copy of the radio programs as we send to the station. We ask for $5 per cassette, which contains four programs. Let's pray right now. Father God, I want to thank you and praise you right now. And Lord, I thank you for these moments we have with Michael Burns and his testimony of what God has done in his life. And I praise you now, Father, that people will hear this. They will be touched. They will say, but if it can do it for Michael, if it can do it for Stuart, they can do it for me. So, Father, give them hope today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, yesterday we talked about that your brother Thomas told you this, that because of your track record and being known as a family's habitual liar, never finishing anything up, he simply said, you got to go every Sunday 6 months. You rode down with him for 6 months.
Yes, I did. 6 months I rode with him every Sunday. Even tried to bring my girlfriend along with me to ride and go, but it was a battle between her and I. And I kept going, and she fell away and decided not to go anymore.
Now, for some reason, you were so demonized that you really wanted to listen, but you simply were knocked out by the demons. You fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. I would fall asleep every morning in church. I'd be excited, and I'd show up in church. And then when I got seated, and after that, it was lights out for Michael Burns. Fell asleep. Some of the best sermons you could ever hear. But the demons didn't want any part of them.
So as soon as the sermon was over, you were alert again.
Oh, yes. Raring to go. Ready. Wide awake.
And so this is another demonic manifestation.
Yes, it was a very demonic manifestation over my life. They did not want me to hear the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, we prayed for you. I remember that Wesley would, you know, your nephew, he would poke you, and you tried to stay awake. You did your best. But there was such a power that you would just knock out.
Yes, there was a power that just overcame me, and I couldn't stay awake. There's nothing I could do. I keep falling off, dozing off, and kept getting poked by the congregation in church, not just Wesley, others too. And then what finally broke that was when the pastor and others in the church would get together up in the room before church would start. They prayed over this manifestation that I had of sleeping, the sleeping demon that caused me to sleep in church. They prayed it away, and then eventually I was able to stay awake in church.
Let's go through deliverance right now. So you went through, we went through the paperwork. You got the deliverance package, which was massive. And now I did not know that you could not read that well. So, and you did not tell me. So tell me this. Tell us the struggle here when you got the package and how you overcame that.
With the package, how I overcame the situation was John. The pastor took me step by step through each individual stage of the package that he took me through each phase of it and helped me to read it and to understand it.
So what we had to do was, instead of you sending a package home with you, we actually had to spend quite a few weeks where we went through the package.
Every week for 4 hours, every week for almost 2.5 months before we could even go through my deliverance.
Okay, at the deliverance, how did you experience the deliverance itself when we cast out the demons and broke the curses?
Well, when I was going through deliverance, I was sitting in the room, and as the demons were being cast out of me, each and every one of them, it's a situation of knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is dealing with these issues and having the faith that he's dealing with these issues and having the trust in your pastor that the demons are being cast out. And it went very well for me. I have been healing each and every day since the day that I was delivered from all the demonic forces in my life, which were thousands of them. And I'm healing more and more every day, and I'm doing better. My reading is better. My life is better. My job situation is better. My everything in my whole life is much, much better now with the demonic forces gone in my life.
So with you, what we had to do, we had to tailor fit the program, because normally we don't do that. And so to you that are listening to me out there, Michael was not able to read the instructions and read the deliverance papers and understand it. So I had to sit there and explain it. Now, one of the demons, first of all, you broke the curses in your life, and we took care of a number of different things, ungodly soul ties and so on. Did you have any emotional feelings, any sensation in the session itself? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I had a very emotional time of tears and crying and the lifting of as the demons were being taken out of me, I was to one side of my body, and how things were, my body was being moved. I mean, the inside of my body was being set free from all the demonic forces. I was like, my soul was in one part of my body, and now I was feeling being free and not bound up and being able to deal with the issues in my life, that now I can move forward in my life and be able to, when I say I'm going to do something, be able to do it.
Okay, so we finished that up. You went home. And then we started up on the post-deliverance program. And how important has that program been for you?
that post deliverance has been very important to me, because what it has done is it's now every part of that post deliverance is taking part in my life, and my lessons that I'm doing are like exactly what's going on in my life. As I go through each phase of the lesson, it's portrayed in my life. So it's very important. It's one of the most important things in my life is that deliverance package and the lessons that I'm going through. They're very important in my life.
Now, I have told you this several times that we call demons, I call them taking out the termites. And so now, can you just briefly share with the people that once the demons were gone, now we have to deal with a damaged soul and also with a child. Can you just, maybe just a second or so, share about that?
Yes, the demons are now gone, and now I'm growing in the Lord, and so I'm being healed. And there's a lot of areas in my life that need to be dealt with on the healing process, and there's a lot of them are like as when you were a child, you didn't know how to deal with things, and so the pastor has been helping me to deal with each and every one of these issues through my life.
One thing, too, was this, that your memory of your childhood was about gone. You had so suppressed that. And as we have had our sessions now, memories have come up where you recognized how you were damaged. You were able to forgive and release that. Was that important?
Very important. And yes, it's very important, and it's brought many tears to my eyes being able to reflect back and on my childhood, which I was not able to do before. And so now I'm able to do that and get rid of all the manifestations that I had over my life as a child, and to forgive and to move on with my life.
All right, our time is just about up here. So, again, if you can identify with this, we would love to have you come to our church. You can call us. You give us your phone number, and we can have Michael Burns call you back and not give out his phone number. But the most important thing is this. Recognize that what God has done for Michael, he will also do for you. God's not a respecter of persons. And all you have to do is to call out and say, "Dear God, forgive me of my sins, help my unbelief, and Jesus, touch me right now," and he will. May God bless you. Praise the Lord. Happy Monday to you. You should have a happy Monday. If you were in a church yesterday, they were preaching the Word of God out of a real Bible, the King James Bible, not out of a bastard Bible. And Mondays are great. It's also Labor Day. So I'm glad for those of you that are here with us as we will finish up the testimony of Michael Burns from Yuba City. Let's pray right now. Father God, I want to thank and praise you for these moments we have here on September 1st, 2003, a Labor Day. And Father, thank you for putting this together now, and that people should hear the solution in Micah's life. And this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Michael, I want to read again this scripture verse here, which is from 2 Corinthians 5:17, that's truly been true in your life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, you have gone through deliverance. You're coming out fine. And then, what was the reaction? Now, you got some more rejection. You went to your mom and dad and told them what happened. What was the reaction for your father and mother?
My reaction for my father and my mother was, well, my father, the thought I was in a demonic church, first off, and I shared it with my brother Robert, that my deliverance went well and that I am now serving the Lord and I'm doing it in a more abundantly and in a powerful way in my life. And I'm seeing a difference in my life and how it's changed. And, of course, they see a change in me, but, they're thinking that it's the devil and not the Lord. And it's totally not so. It's the Lord that has changed my life and is working in my life now. I'm reading my Bible every day. I'm doing my lesson every day, and I'm spending time with the Lord each and every day, which is very important, by the way. You have to spend time in the Lord each and every day if you want to be successful in the kingdom of heaven.
So your father is a hardcore Baptist who denies the power of the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely. Does not even acknowledge the power of the Holy Ghost.
So here now is his oldest son, drug free for 1 year, doing very well, and he cannot rejoice in that. He simply has to reject you another time.
Yes, he does. He has to reject me another time because he does not understand the power of the Holy Ghost.
How did you deal with that rejection?
I deal with it just fine now. Because of the situation that I know that what I'm doing is blessed by the Lord, Jesus Christ, and God my Father in heaven, and God the Holy Spirit.
So you've been able to forgive your dad?
Absolutely. I have done nothing but forgive my father and my mother and my brothers and everybody that is involved in my life. I forgive them all. I have no harbored no ill feelings towards any of them whatsoever.
So now, what does your dad and mom say? But when you come around, do they just ignore?
Well, when I first come over there a couple months ago, I let my parents know that I quit watching TV. And as soon as I pulled up in the house, there they go, shut the TV off. So, I mean, I must be making some kind of point in my life with them. But the Lord has really blessed me tremendously over the last few months of my life as I get closer to Him and how He... Now I have a relationship with the Father in heaven, Jesus Christ. I have a relationship with Him that is ongoing now, and I see things in a whole different way with the way the pastor has helped me to grow, with spending time with me, which I would have never, ever been able to make it with, unless this pastor had spent time with me. I would have given up. But now I have no desire to give up. I have nothing but positive around my life, positive with me. And that is a very important situation in people's lives, that they have to be positive about anything that's going on in their life.
Let's go back and talk about your reading and writing. Now, I would say this, that your reading and writing has improved tremendously. You want to share that? How are you coming along?
Yes, by reading the Bible, it is helping me to, in my lesson. There's a lot of repetition words in the lesson, which is helping me. And I write the lesson. I don't just read the lesson. I write the lesson out. So this is helping my writing ability, my learning ability to read, and by writing it out and getting it on paper, that is helping me to retain it and to understand it. And so that's very important in the way that it helped me to learn to read and write.
Now, I have noticed this because we have probably had, I don't know, maybe 20 sessions or so since your deliverance. But I noticed now that you can read a scripture very well. And you're reading books, for example, like your study book, you're reading that. You're able to spell better. So God has opened up your mind. And I told you that reading actually is where you photographically remember a combination of letters that makes a word. and you're not able to see a combination, identify them.
Yes, that's right. This is very important. I had some issues of demonic situations that were over my reading abilities, and we have dealt with those issues, and now my reading and my writing is coming more clear, and there's a change in the way that my writing is. It's clearer, you can understand it better, it's better, the writing is getting better continually. This is the first 4 months that I've put my hand to paper in 40 some years, and so it's helping me. Once you write it down, you have an understanding of it that is much better and clearer. Comprehension I didn't have before. Now I have comprehension that I'm getting. And this is a step for me that is just so blessing. It's such a blessing to me now where I'm, because I thought I had knew the Bible and understood it, being a Christian growing up in the Baptist church. But you know what? I had no comprehension. And I had no understanding of the Bible until this year. And it's coming clearer to me each and every day. And I'm just so thankful that the Father, Jesus Christ, is my Savior in heaven.
Let's talk about your business life. Now, before you went through deliverance a year ago, you were doing what we call shady business. You worked under the table, a little bit here, a little bit there, and so on. God convicted you of this, and you want to share how you cleaned up your life?
Yes, I was working with my brother. We were working with the contractor here in the Sacramento area that was running gambling money out of Reno, Nevada. And we were doing business with these people. And now I quit that job. I trusted in the Lord to set me in a place where He wanted me, and immediately He gave me somebody that can work with me that I used to be partners with. We are legitimate now. We are paying our income tax. We are doing what is the law.
Okay.
And it's working out much better in my life now.
And you have asked for forgiveness from other people, and you have made things right, paid off debts, and you are paying off debts.
I am paying off all my debts and paying them each and every month and doing what is right in the eyes of the law of this land of the world.
Okay. Let's go back here. Now, you come out of Rusty Development Spirit. I would pinpoint your age to be maybe 11 or 12 years old right now. Having lost, or actually get rid of the Rusty Development Spirit, share with the people that's important. How do you deal with the pressure today? Do you feel that you've not got a handle on pressure? You can not just go to the priest and scream and holler.
Yes, I can... I don't go to pieces anymore, and I don't scream and holler like I used to, or I don't go into depression over issues that would come up in my life. Now, I turn them to the Lord Jesus Christ. I give Him all my problems, and He works those problems out. And now I follow Him, and I do what He wants me to do, and He works through my life, and my day is stress-free.
Do you feel now that you have a greater capacity? You understand things. You can deal with them. You feel more mature today?
Yes, I do. One thing about being 49 years old and growing up, you lived one childhood. Now you get to go back and you get to live it again. It's actually quite enjoyable growing and regrowing up in my life now, because this time around, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it right. And it's going to be done through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, just in a quick one here, before your deliverance, you had your eyeballs on an expensive Harley David's motorcycle. You want to just take a second and share what happened on that?
Yes, I had put a down payment on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, and just after deliverance, I figured, you know, the Lord would just really bless me with the situation. And needless to say, Michael Burns did not get a Harley, and he went back to the Yuba City Harley-Davidson shop and got his money back and did not get a Harley. And so that's the moral of that story.
And then God miraculously gave you another used bike for just a few $100s.
Yes, he did. For less than what I put down on the Harley-Davidson, he gave me a motorcycle.
We're out of time. Thank you, Michael, so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And again, let me say that it's a joy to work with someone like Michael Burns and Stewart and Pamela and so many others we have in our church, and to see men and women who have been wrecked in life, coming back to life, able to function properly, smiling, have a good time. God wants to do the same thing in your life. Call us, write us, and let God help you in Jesus' name. Amen.